Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a good day. We got a lot to get to, a lot going on. I have two burning questions in the back of my mind that I want to ask our audience out there. 803-0930 to join us throughout the morning here on WBEN. I have those, but then Joe, you have a burning question too. I want to start with yours.
Okay, so good morning, everybody. Last night, you know, it's getting late, and I only have 20 miles till empty on the car, so I want to fill up the tank because I want to go to the gym in the morning and then come to work, and I don't really want to get up 10 minutes earlier than I have to fill up the car. So, drive across.
Sorry to interrupt. You never need to explain to somebody why you're getting gas.
Yeah, I know.
Just like, you know, I got gas because of what makes the car go.
I was on empty. So I go across the street and I'm filling up, and a bus, dropped off people at the bus stop in front of the gas station. And this gentleman comes up, very nice guy, comes up to me and says, "Hey, I'm staying at the Red Roof Inn. Can you give me a ride?" And, you know, seemed like a nice enough guy. He was, you know, reaching to his pocket to, he said he'd offer me money to drive him down the street. And I said no. I said, you know, my wife and kid are waiting for me to come home. I really just stepped out to get gas. I really have to get home. And he was very like, I understand. And I hate being that way. I really wanted to be able to give this person a ride down the street, but you just don't know. And like 15 years ago, I was stocking shelves at the Tops on Maple, working for a company on a Saturday night. And someone asked for a ride. I gave them a ride. They ended up taking all my money. So I'm not saying everyone that's asking for a ride is doing that. And like I said, I felt really bad. And it's literally been bothering me for 12 and a half hours.
Yeah, like that part is amazing to me. Bothering you for that long.
I just felt like he seemed like the nicest person around, and I just couldn't bring myself to invite him into my car to drive down the street.
Yeah, no thanks. I would say no and feel nothing bad about it. Yeah. And Joe, I'm not Mr. like everyone's out to get you, or like it's super dangerous to do like anything or whatever, but no thanks. Like I'm out. I'm on a schedule. I got stuff to do. I'm not making a pit stop to drop you off, Jen. Unless there's some like crazy circumstance, right? You're in the middle of the blizzard.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. That would be different. It was a beautiful day outside yesterday. Yeah. It was a nice day for a walk to the Red Roof Inn or wherever.
But you know, I try to be like a good person, or at least a better person, right? I want people to say, hey, you know, Joe, he's a nice guy. Like, I want to do that, but I'm thinking of two things. Number one, I'm also on a tight schedule. I wanted to get to sleep in the next half hour. I can see my apartment building from the tank I'm pumping gas. So to take this person anywhere is going out of the way. But again, more importantly, it's just in the back of my mind, I just think back to, like I said, about 15 years ago when I gave someone a ride. And like I said, I didn't have any money left after I was done giving them a ride. So I felt bad for, I really do feel bad. This isn't like an act. I really feel bad for saying no.
Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah. And I get home and I tell my wife that story. I said, should I go back? And my wife goes, I would have been furious if you gave that guy a ride. Who knows what would have happened?
Yeah. He was reaching into his pocket. You just assume for a $10 bill, but.
Because he goes, I'll give you money. I'll pay you to take me down the street.
Yeah. Pulled the switchblade out.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to do it. And like I said, it's really, I thought about it all night last night, and I thought about it the entire time I was working out this morning.
Well, it's nice that you have a good conscience like that.
Yeah, I hope he got there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If that's where he was going.
Right.
Like, anyone asks me for, like, oh, you need a dollar? Whatever, here you go. But you know what it always is like after that? It's like, oh, you need a dollar? Like, here you go. You know, I got a couple dollars on me. Oh, come on, you got more than that. Like, that's 75% of the time.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And then I just go, well, you know, then give me the dollar back. you know, like, yeah, I do have more than that. I'm using it for my, like, haircut or whatever that I have this money in my wallet for. Like, you know, enough with, like, all this stuff. Like, go ask somebody else right now. I'm a nice enough person.
To give a dollar.
To give whatever it is that if I have a dollar, no problem. Even if I know I'm being scammed. You ever like ride the subway in New York City and, you know, some little kid comes up to you like, hey, I need money for, you know, whatever, my football team or something. Like, yeah, sure, whatever, kid. Here you go. And then, you know, goes back to whatever group of kids he's with after asking everybody on the train, then goes on the next train. They're just doing that all day. There's no football team.
Yeah, that happened to me at Buffalo Wild Wings in West Virginia.
Yeah, but like, I don't, all right, you need the money. Like, okay, here you go. But that's about where it stops. Like, invite you into the car to take you to some location that we don't know where we're going. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I
don't think you should feel bad at all.
It was a debate I had in my head, but I do think, like I said, I really do hope he made it there. And I genuinely feel bad, but I also think I made the decision at the right time. Can that be true? Can you feel bad, but also think you made the right decision?
Sure. Yeah. On our text board, somebody chiming in saying, Joe, I look like a criminal that you don't want to give a ride to, but I would be a non-issue. My brother appears to be a much more approachable guy than myself, but he's wildly hooked on drugs and has a lifetime of criminal activity and a robbery. So you can't judge a book by its cover.
That's true.
That's one wild example on our text board, but there you go.
Like I said, seemed like the nicest person in the world, like... You know, it just seemed really nice the way he walked up, approach.
Well, yeah, when you're asking a stranger for a ride, you don't want to seem like the meanest person in the world.
But then even when I said, like, no, he goes, I completely understand. You got a family. I understand. It's just, it's a walk down there. I said, I know. I just kept saying, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. But they spotted you.
They did.
They knew.
What is it? Because there were 10 people filling up.
Like, I see a sucker over there.
Literally walked right up to me.
Yep. They knew. Well, yeah, I don't think you should feel that bad. I've got a couple questions out there. One is, I mean, we're not going to take up the whole show with this, but, and by the way, if you call in, advice for Joe to get over it or anything like that that you hear here, 803-0930, you can give us a call here on WBEN. I'm going to a show tonight, and it is going to be the first show, Joe, where I'm doing my old man thing. And I think I need to wear earplugs before going to the show.
Yeah.
I've never done it before. I've never been that person. I've always been the kid looking at people, seeing earplugs in their ears and being like, you know.
What are you doing here?
Old man. Like, come on, get out of here. But, no, I'm going to see Dropkick Murphys tonight. I've seen a lot of bands. They are the loudest band I've ever seen in my life. And just about every time I've seen them, they live up to that. I've never seen anybody louder. I've seen Metallica. I've seen, you know, you name it. They're the loudest band of all time. I already have the ringing in the ears from years and years of just going to shows and listening to loud music. So I need to do the earplug thing. I need to do it smart to not make it any worse.
Yeah. Are they louder than Slipknot? Because that's the loudest concert I've been to.
I've never had the urge to go see Slipknot.
Oh, I didn't have the urge. My friend just had an extra ticket.
I'm going to assume yes, because I don't think you can really get much louder.
So I would say completely understand, you know, understandable to wear.
Yeah, so I need to wear them. I know I need to wear them. Yeah. It's not a question of I should. It's just, is there a difference? You go, and there's a million different kinds of these earplugs. There's like the normal foam things. There's silicone ones. There's ones that are made specifically for going to concerts and whatever. There's ones made for swimming. Is there a difference if you're an earplug person? Is there a difference between any of them? I just need to know what to buy. And the earplugs range from $1 to $50. Like, am I okay with the dollar ones, or do I need to spend a little bit of money here?
My experience is they all hurt your ear.
Earplugs?
Like, just at first. Like, when I was a kid. I haven't worn earplugs since I was a kid. And I'll admit it. This will get some laughs. The first time I went to go see the Backstreet Boys, my parents made us put earplugs in because of the crowd. Only time I ever wore earplugs, and let me say, as a kid, again, this is what, fifth, sixth grade? As a kid, I just remember like putting the earplugs in kind of hurt the ear a little bit.
It just, the Backstreet Boys earplugs thing is just, someone said, why are you going? I mean, listen, I love it. It's, but it's just, they're a loud band. My hearing is from years of doing it over and over. I can already, you know, there's no real silence. Like there is the faint ringing and trying to not make that any worse than it has to be.
Yeah.
So I'm doing the earplugs for the first time.
I think you're very smart for doing so.
Do you have a suggestion of what you can do for the ear, like what, $1 or $20 or something so like that?
This is your after work purchase.
Yeah, like I need to. Well, it was going to be my yesterday's, but I had to drag my kid out of the store and didn't end up buying anything. So yeah, it was. It's going to be an after work purchase today. So yeah, it has to be one that I can get at a store too.
Yes,
like that's the other.
Don't you know?
We're past the. I've procrastinated way past the point of online ordering.
Yeah, so if you have a good Amazon pick, unfortunately that won't help Brian tonight.
Yeah. And then the other one, Joe, we were talking about this right before we got on the air. I also kind of need to know when do you expect people to be awake? Because I have a definite skewed view of this. We're up very early, we're into work early. We're, you know, on the air before most people are even getting out of bed. But we have, like, over and over again, you know, through however many years of doing this, like, there's a common refrain. If you tell somebody, hey, like, could you come join us on the show at 7:30 or 7 o'clock? Like, 50% of the time, I'm met with this same reaction. Ooh, wow, that's early. Now, mind you, this is for a 7-minute phone call. Like, I'm getting, oh, wow, that's early. In my mind, I'm thinking, no, it's not. Like, 7:30 is, if you're working 9 to 5, is 7 or 7:30 super early in the morning for you? And I want to say, absolutely not. I understand, though, that we have such a skewed perception of this because we're up at 3 or 4 or whenever in the morning way before then. So of course it isn't going to seem that early to us. But even on the weekends, I'm never in bed until 7:30 or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, on the weekends I used to be in bed till like 9, but you know, then you have a kid and they wake you up crying at 6:30. I actually think during the week, 6:30 is, I would say, if we took an average of 9 to 5 workers, 6:30 would be the time on most people's alarm clock.
So that is when I worked 9 to 5. I think that's generally when I got up. Yeah. 6:30 gives you enough time. You eat something, you take a shower, you're getting changed. You need to do it, take care of any business before you, and then your commute into work. 6:30 is a comfortable time. You could put 7 o'clock, you know, or even if you're going to push it, you had a really late night, maybe 7:30. But 7:30 to me would represent like the latest I could possibly get up, not the, wow, that's so early in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a 9 to 5 job, Brian, I would be getting up at 6:30. That gives me 30 minutes to kind of wake myself up, right? That gives me time to walk around, turn on the TV, get some breakfast, all that. This shift, you know, I got up at 2:55 this morning, and literally I was on a schedule. Walk the dog, get to the gym, work out, get to work. But if I feel like I build in more leisure time if I had a normal schedule.
So I just want to, what time do people wait? What do you consider on an average weekday to be too early to do anything versus your normal time of getting up and getting with it? 803-0930. You can weigh anything that you've heard here on WBEN. We'll go to Linda in Buffalo. Linda, you're on WBEN. What are you thinking?
Good morning. Calling about Joe's refusal to take someone to a certain destination, I think you made the correct decision in not taking that individual.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
He doesn't have to feel bad, does he?
No, not at all. I've done the same thing myself. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. I'm glad, Linda. Thank you very much.
There's nothing wrong with that. See, Joe?
Yeah.
You just need people. Somebody texted in saying, I'm the person. I'm fine. I think they're lying. They're just trying to make you feel better.
Well, maybe they are. I'm glad you got there. Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know? And, of course, everything played out in my head. But, yeah, I think at the end of the day, I made the right decision.
Yeah. You know? I don't think there's any debate about it.
No. I also... Right? Turned the wrong way down transit, and then looped back up.
You were so distraught. You went the wrong way home, even though you could see your home
yes.
from where you were going.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's weighing on you pretty heavily.
It is. It is. But, you know, I got to see the new Ross Dress for Less, so I was happy with that.
Maybe a better question is, like, when do you go to bed on a weeknight? I bet you there's, like, a wide variety there. Like, if you're... And again, this is kind of like working the quote-unquote normal shift, which can vary too. Like, you know, some people are in the work at 8. You might be in work at 7, you know, for your normal shift. Or,
yeah.
And, you know, work a little earlier that way. But I don't know. I just never thought 7:30 was that early. Apparently I'm wrong, though. You know, 50% of the people I'm asking say it's way early. But I want to know what time people get up. I also, like, what time do you go to bed on a typical weeknight? Because again, like for me, that's going to be very skewed. I'm probably in bed earlier than most people, for sure. Like prime time, this Bills game on Thursday. Hey, it's in prime time. Yeah, prime time for you. Prime time for me, man, if this thing started at 5, that would be great.
Remember when they did play a game that started at 5?
Yes, it was awesome. And honestly, it was still ended a little late for my liking.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
these football games take forever.
I try to go to bed around 9:30. That is like my cutoff time. Like in bed, everything done, 9:30.
Yeah.
But I know our schedule's out there.
Mm-hmm. I like, ideally, it's like 8:30.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and there's not much. You think that you're missing something, right? Like going to bed early. For years, I just kind of struggled with that. Like you're missing something. And sometimes you are. Like sometimes you could be going out somewhere or, you know, doing something like that. But in terms of, like, missing something of, you know, watching it on TV or, you know, missing... You're not really missing anything.
No. I used to be the person, like, oh, I've got to stay up. It's, you know, the Sabres are playing or Monday Night Football. It's going to be a good game. Yeah, I watched highlights this morning. That was fine.
All right. On our text board, a lot of people on their get up, get out times. Someone saying, I like to be up at 4:15 or 5:30. To have quiet time to myself, yoga, coffee, pray, get ready for the day. Hey, that's, you know, nice little me time in the morning. There might not be a better time for it. Work days 6:20, days off by 7:30 at the latest. Someone else saying, I go to bed at 11, wake up at 4, start work at 7. See, like to me, 11 is just, I couldn't do that for that long of a period of time. Going to bed at 11, knowing I'm waking up at 4, only getting... And going to bed is never falling asleep, unless it is for you. For me, it's not falling asleep. If I go to bed, I probably a half hour or so to actually fall asleep.
You don't have the yoga music on. I can fall asleep if I mean, if I laid my head down right now, I could be asleep in 10 minutes. Like, I am a very quick, okay, time to fall asleep. The days that I can't do that used to be all the time. Now they're very few and far between. Like, Because I don't do the afternoon naps like I used to. I'm usually doing something the hours I'm awake. So when I'm ready to go to bed, I am ready to go to bed.
Yeah, you know what's funny? If I did take a nap or like any other time, if it was right now, Joe, I could be asleep in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
When it's going to bed, there's something about it. It just keeps you up for whatever.
You're overthinking it.
I might be. Bill in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Bill, how's it going this morning?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Doing well. What's going on?
Hey, you already messed up your hearing. enjoy the music. I went to Kiss in Cleveland 2 nights ago, and I can barely hear myself.
Wow, really? See, I didn't think Kiss was that loud when we saw him here.
Oh, yeah, they are. And doesn't help that I was real close to the stage.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's part of it, Bill. All right. You know, I appreciate the advice. I don't want to ruin it more. I don't think it's a zero-sum game where it's just like you're either...
Yeah. And let me tell you...
all or nothing.
Brian's hearing is clearly better than mine because I will get in that chair sometimes after you and have to turn the headphones up every time So you're preserving hearing that I've already lost.
I purposefully have them down here because I don't want to make my problem worse by, you know, I'm wearing these headphones for 5 hours every single day. Too loud will be rough. If you put on the headphones I wear while at the gym, your ears might bleed.
Yeah.
Because that's a different volume. And the thing is, I'm doing earplugs over what I think is the real old guy move, which is standing in the back, which would be a better, you know, you want to preserve your hearing. Maybe don't stand right next to the amps and monitors.
You're right next to the stage guy.
I need to be right up there in front, and I'll sacrifice wearing the little earplugs.
Yeah, I think you're making the right decision.
If that's what I need to, before I have to stand in the back.
I think earplugs close to the stage beats in the back. I think you're making the right move.
All right. 803-0930 to join us. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
we're getting serious.
We are. I mean, this is the serious music right here.
What's going on? Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday out there. It looks beautiful outside. We've got a lot of comments on our text board. We've had a few things we were kicking around this morning. One, Joe is feeling bad for not picking up a stranger and driving him to a shady motel room yesterday at a gas station. That's how I read the story.
It was a very nice gentleman who said...
All right, you don't know.
Seemingly nice person.
Yeah.
Who said, hey, I'm staying... It was on Transit Road, a hotel on Transit Road. I was at the Sunoco on Transit Road. And I just said, I'm sorry I couldn't. I didn't. And I feel bad. Like, I feel like I should. But if you're just joining us, 15 years ago, I did that. My money was taken. So I was like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And the person was actually really nice about it. I completely understand. You got your family, go home.
Oh, that was nice that they were nice about their request. Like, what? What do you want?
I know. It bothered me, but I don't think it's a good idea to just pick up strangers. I don't care where you are and say, yeah, I'll take you down the street.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
So you're not alone there. People are feeling good. I'm looking for earplug recommendations because I'm finally tonight going to be the old man at the show who has to wear some sort of earplug or something like that just to dull the sound a little bit to save what's left to buy. I already have the ringing in the ears. You know, there's no like complete silence. It's faint. I'm trying not to make it terrible. So I think tonight is the night that I finally go and do the earplugs. I just need to know what the difference is because there's dollar. You can spend $2 and get, six pairs, or you can spend $50 on one. And is there really that big of a difference? Is there a good earplug for going to see music where it doesn't just like damp it out, but I don't know, where you can still kind of hear it?
You want an earplug that's going to protect your ear while you can still enjoy the music.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm like. Maybe that's not possible. I don't know. But I thought someone might have a suggestion out there. And then we are also kind of wondering what time you get up, what time you go to bed. Because, Joe, I run into this all the time. We ask people to come on early in the morning. But early is in the eye of the beholder, right? A lot of times I'll say, hey, you know, you come on the show at 7:30 or so, or 7 o'clock. And about half the time, I'll be met with like, whoa, yeah, hell, that's an early one. And I'm just kind of left thinking, like, I don't think it's that early. And I'm wondering if most people do. Am I totally out of whack because of how early we get to work? Or is the world out of whack that people are thinking 7:30 is early to be on the phone?
Yeah, I don't think 7. Like I said, if I had a regular shift, I'd be up 6:30 at the latest. Every day, I think 6:30 is the standard time to wake up when you have a standard shift here. But you know what, Brian? The other thing that amazes me about that is a lot of the times you're talking to people who are used to being on shows. You know what I mean? Like they're on news programs like 7. I mean, that's pretty late if you're doing morning news because on TV It's only 5 to 7. You know what I mean? Like, that's another thing that surprises me, because a lot of times you're talking with people who make appearances on news programs in the morning.
Yeah. You don't even have to look good to give us a call.
You can literally call us from bed.
If you wanted to. On the text board, someone sent, all right, we got alarm goes off at 5:45, and then in bed by 9 p.m. most nights. All right. Someone else saying in bed by 9:30, waking up at 4:45 every single morning. This person is just go to bed at 2, wake up at 6.
Yeah, I mean,
that is how do you do it, sir?
That's not far off of mine. Like I try to go to bed at 9:30 every night, but as long as I get 5 hours of sleep, I feel like I am. No. My best functioning, which isn't saying a lot for me, but I think 5 hours of sleep is my bare minimum, and I'm fine. I'm not like a mess the next morning.
Yeah, I can. Five is.
I can feel that hour difference.
I mean, you can do it, but five to me is definitely not enough. Six, I think, is the magic number. Six, eight is ideal.
Yeah.
Hardly ever happens, but. If you could do it.
I tell myself every night I'm going to get between 6.5 and 7. But if I find that if I get at least 5 hours during the week, I'm okay. It's the Joe Beamer you know and love on the air.
We'll go to the phones. Pam in Buffalo. Pam, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to tell Joe, good thing you did. You know, I was on that same corner on Main and Transit. Is that what the Sunoco I'm thinking you're talking about?
Pam, you're very right.
I was driving, and some guy come running out, and he jumped on top of my car. Jeez. Ended up like this was his M.O. That you know, he would do this, like, periodically, but he lived in that motel right there down the street. So I'm happy not everybody, you know, takes that chance, and I'm happy you didn't take that chance.
Well, thank you, Pam. That is the same area. It was right there at that pump. But like Brian said, I don't know why he walked up to me. There were 10 other people there.
Maybe you just looked friendly, and maybe...
Friendly's a word for
it. Why did this guy just come out in the middle of the street and jump on my car? I don't know.
What's going on at this corner?
right. So be careful and be safe.
Hey, will do. Pam, thank you for the call. I don't know. You looked vulnerable, Joe.
I mean, that is another great question. I mean, and it wasn't like I was at a pump. I was at the middle pump in the middle row. And like I said, there had to be 6 or 7 cars, right, in there. You had people parked. I mean, it was a pretty busy time for the 7-Eleven. I'm surprised that they walked up to me.
Yeah. I would like to see a picture. Do we have security cam footage of everyone who's at the pump? Who would you be most likely to ask for a ride on this? I would like that question. Just the random lineup of people. That would be a fun one day. If we could get that lineup going, like a police lineup, everyone here, who would you feel most comfortable asking for a ride? Or who do you think you could ask and actually get it?
Is that?
They chose you.
Yeah, and I had gym shorts and a hoodie on. It's not like I was dressed like I was going to drive people around.
How do people who drive people around
I don't
dress?
Know. I don't know where I was going with that.
A chauffeur's cap? You weren't. we go over to the phone or to the text board. This person, bed at 10, get up at 4:30. I feel like that's basically me. Like you push it an hour earlier, and that's basically my schedule. Bed at 9, up at around 3:30-ish, somewhere in between there. Depending on how many times I'm smacking that phone snooze button on the day. But that's my schedule. I feel like that's kind of the sweet spot, right? I mean, you're getting 6, probably. If it takes you a half hour or so to fall asleep, you're probably getting 6, hopefully a little bit more. That's where I need to be.
Yeah. But you build in that snooze button.
You
set it enough to where you could snooze a few times.
I have two alarms set when the second one goes off, I know I need to get up. I try to always get up with the first one. But yeah. I can turn off the first one. I know that like 5 minutes later, there's coming another one.
So I've gotten to the point now where I don't build in that snooze. And like when my watch goes off, I've got to go. Because if my watch, if I don't wake up on my watch, the noisy alarms are getting are going off in a minute. Not 5 minutes, in a minute. And I don't want to wake everyone up.
Yeah. or someone said weekends get up at 9 and in bed at 10. I mean, that's catching up on some sleep. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that a lot.
In bed at 11 or midnight, wake up at like 7:30 naturally, get up around 10 though without an alarm clock. When people want you somewhere at 8, it's a struggle. Well, if you think about it that way, if you need to be somewhere at 8 and you're in bed at 11, 12, what time do you need to wake up to be somewhere at 8? 7 at the latest, right?
Yeah.
So you're only getting like 7 hours of sleep. It's not that much. What do the doctors still recommend? 8? Is that the magic number?
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
The younger you are, the more sleep you're supposed to get.
Yes.
Like that number shrinks over time. You don't need quite as much like the older you get.
Does it expand though? The older you get?
No. No? Like the amount, like it'll go down. I've seen the whatever.
Because you notice like retired people have the early bird special, and most older people I know are up at 5. And have nothing, you know, they don't have a job to go to, but they're up at 5.
Yes, but they're also up at midnight.
Okay.
Like if I have to, like.
I'm reading the early bird special wrong. Like I thought that meant they might go to bed at 7.
No, I remember, I think my grandmother right now is up by 5 every morning without an alarm clock. And I don't know, she probably goes to bed at like 11:30 midnight or so.
Okay.
But you still eat dinner at 5. You're hungry.
That's true.
I mean, my wife comes home at 4, and she absolutely hates it. I'm always like, you want me to start dinner right now? She's like, I just got home. I'm like, yeah, but I've kind of been waiting for a while for some food.
Oh, look at you.
Like, I'm ready to start cooking something up. 4:30 dinner, sign me up every single time.
Oof. We are like 4 hours off.
8 o'clock dinner?
We don't eat dinner until we put our son down around 7:15. And then yeah, dinner takes 45 minutes.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean that's early for us. And that was how my family was growing up. I mean we've always been late dinner.
Like 5 o'clock was the dinner hour, but like 6 o'clock I think was like maybe a normal dinner to have. I want to eat earlier because I'm up earlier and
yeah.
I want to be in bed later, and I can't eat a meal and then just go to bed. I don't think you're supposed to be doing that.
I mean, there's a lot of things I'm probably not supposed to be doing. But yeah, 8 o'clock, eat, shower, bed. Like this morning, 2:55, up, gym,
I like
shower
to have,
again.
If I'm done with dinner by 6, you know, then I go from 6 to 6 or 7 here without eating anything. Like it's not, you just kind of cleanse yourself
yeah.
a little bit. I cannot do the late dinner like that.
Yeah, it's just I've been used to it. I mean, my whole life has been.
What time are you going to eat dinner when you're eating with your son? Like right now,
we're gonna
both of our kids are, you know, we're all sitting down at the table.
We're going to have to move that up. I mean, we can adjust. We've adjusted to having a kid. We can adjust to eating earlier.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal.
But are you going to be able to? You're so used to. Are you going to be able to have dinner at?
Yeah. Yeah.
The dinner hour.
I'll just stop having lunch as late. I didn't have lunch yesterday until 3. So,
what do you do in between now and then? You're here at 4.
Yes.
And you're not eating lunch until 3. That's a long way to go.
Yeah, I was very busy yesterday afternoon. So it wasn't like I'm purposely holding it off. I was go until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's too much. Too much time to wait.
Like today, I probably won't have lunch till 2.
I eat at like around 1. In the afternoon, and I am like starving at 1, like ready to go, just ready to pound everything down because I need to eat right then and there.
Yeah.
And then dinner time, you know, like I said, my wife tonight, let's see, taking my one son to karate it goes from like, you got to leave around 5, you get home around 6. we are not waiting until after to have dinner. So, like, dinner will be done 4:30, so it can be eaten and everything before we got to be out the door.
When you talk about, like, going to going out to eat, you must love it. There's probably no lines because you eat so early.
Well, going out to eat's different. Like, if we're ever going out to eat...
I don't mean going out to eat. I mean picking up. Like, say you're getting Chipotle or Moe's.
Yeah, we don't do that much. Like, to...
But when you do, there's probably no one in line.
No, there's always...
Really?
It's normal no matter what time. I see the same amount of people there no matter what time I go. And, like, going out to eat is a little bit different. Like, if we're going out for a dinner, it's a totally different...
Yes.
Thing. Then I'm having like another afternoon snack after lunch because we're doing it later.
Yeah,
than
I didn't mean going out. I meant takeout. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like 4. I don't think most restaurants are open at like 4 to anymore to be able to do that.
Or Mondays.
Yeah, like anywhere we'd want to go out to eat for dinner, I feel like it's like 5 is the earliest.
Yeah.
Which sometimes we'll do if it's just the two of us. But if you're going out with people, all right, you got to push it back. What am I snacking on in between lunch and dinner because I'm not going to make it? or if I do make it, it's going to be an expensive dinner.
By the way, speaking of going out to eat, we saw a commercial during the break. Endless Shrimp is back at Red Lobster. I mean, no one's told me. October 24th, apparently it's been going on since September and no one told me.
Who's supposed to tell you that? Who's supposed to know to tell you that?
I would think someone, this goes out to people in my family. I thought someone would have said, hey, you know, Endless Shrimp is back. I would have made a whole afternoon of it.
You want someone to invite you out to dinner?
No, no, no.
To go?
No. I just want someone to tell me. I will go myself. I will make an afternoon where I'll get out of work. I'll go down Maple. How you do? I'll get to my table. I'll order my shrimp.
Just sit there by yourself and eat Endless
Shrimp. I don't need anyone to enjoy Endless Shrimp with.
Joe, I'll make sure to tell you about every single special I see at every restaurant now. I'll make it a point.
Thank you, Brian.
So you won't miss one.
I know you mean that. Thank you.
Did you see the special we're giving away with Paul Anka tickets? Oh. I mean, you could. There's a $100 dining credit that goes along with it. Can't win, though. Sorry.
I know. Yeah.
You'll listen to that. We got to find a new way to give away these tickets. Like a Name That Tune or Sing That Tune at some point this week.
I think Name That Tune, because you're calling in to see the specific artist. I think you should be able to say, yeah, that was Paul Anka. You know,
I don't know. I have a lot of favorite artists that I could not name the song, like any song to. I have a lot of different bands I like. I've listened to them a million times. The name of the song, I have no idea. I could be like, oh, track 4.
Really? That's interesting.
Like I couldn't, the actual name of the song, like how often am I looking at the name of the song or like referencing the name of the song? Like hardly ever.
That's really interesting. I would actually think more now because, like, if you're playing it in your car, it's in your face what the name of that song is.
Oh, see, I don't always have the screen, like, you know, on the person doing whatever. Like, in the car, you know what it says? For the longest time, you put the CD in, track 6.
Yeah.
Like, you know, number 6. That's the one I like.
By the way, someone has a great idea on the text board. Finish the lyric. You don't have to know the name of the song.
That more people can do.
Yes.
Like you can sing every word to a song, you wouldn't necessarily know the name of it.
Yeah. Put your head on my 803-0930.
Yeah, that could get a little dangerous pretty fast. You might have to have someone screen that before we put it on the air.
But yeah, I think there should be a little more than how quick were you to call in.
I like this text that came in response to you. Not to burst your bubble, I used to work at Red Lobster. The shrimp is not as good as you think.
Allegedly, they used to work at Red Lobster.
Listen, this is just, you know, this is not you, this is me. I don't have a very high opinion, like, in my head of what it is. So if it's not as good as that.
Yeah, you don't like shrimp to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not a trusting seafood type of person anyway.
Yeah. See, that's another reason
I'm not a trusting seafood person if you are further than 5 miles away from an ocean.
Okay. Yeah. I actually understand that. Like, I'd rather eat seafood,
I'm not going to eat it
there
anyway.
Right.
But, like, it's extra strange if you're that far away.
But that's why I would be going by myself. My wife does not like seafood at all. So I would be going to Red Lobster all by myself.
You're like my wife. Anytime I'm not around for dinner, she's like making the Alfredo or salmon or something that. It's like, oh yeah, Brian's not here. I can stink up the kitchen with the Alfredo sauce.
Let me tell you, Wegmans has a really good seafood section. Again, I think it's the best that you're going to get not being on the water.
Yes.
That's just my opinion.
I have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
But we, I won't be here tomorrow, Joe. You will be.
Yes, I'll be here. Brian, enjoy the show. And then after tomorrow, I won't be here. Brian will be. So this was our last show together of the week. I think it was a good one. So make sure you listen tomorrow. David's next, followed by Tom. I will be on at 4 p.m. Eastern on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. Now, I'm not going to say listen to me over Tom. You should listen to Tom. But maybe this evening, you're like, what did that idiot Joe Beamer say? You can find it on demand.
You're driving through.
On the Odyssey app. So again, I'm not saying listen live. Make sure you listen to David next and Tom after that. But this evening, maybe you're going, oh, what did Joe talk about? You can find that on demand. Just search Mark Reardon on the Odyssey app, and that will all be there, the 3 hours. I'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. David's next after the news on
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.